dripping from the tip of the shaft, and a kind of vibrating pulse, pulse, pulse from the base again and again reminds you you're going to stay hard. It's starting to feel good, but just enough to keep you on the edge, not nearly enough to trip you over. Your erection bobbles in the open air, but this place is still climate-controlled and comfortable. The fur on your body actually brings your temperature to just the right place. Coarse donkey hair, for this is what you recognize yourself and the person in front of you as. But you know your mind is intact, and so must be everyone else's. Fully intelligent, human on the inside. Only their shapes have changed. You attempt to send signals to your muscles, or even to your grunting, braying vocal cords, but all that comes out is feeble, unbalanced stirring and a loud braying from deep in your throat. An automatic reaction, having to do with your body and the new configuration of your throat, instead of your mind. But it's the only sound you can make. You flex your muscles again, but only manage to make your cock jump further up against you, smacking against your belly. In unmoving bonds, you stir. You see another armature come down from the shadows outside the conveyor belt. Ahead of you, it has a clamp, padded and comfortable by the look of it. But it isn't coming for you. It's coming for the figure, the donkey in front of you. It lifts him off the belt. It's large enough to wrap around his whole body. The belt lets go of him. You see him being held up and turned, so he's above the belt, which has stopped. He has the same ring around his shaft, keeping it erect. Something hooks up to the device in his rear, coming from below, and then another arm swoops down. It has a device on it like a long sleeve. The arm points toward you, and you see pink material inside the sleeve. Then the device turns and slips around the cock of the figure in front of you being held up, where it has been lengthened and flared, smoothly lubricated. The sleeve slides all the way down to the ring at the base, and you see the massive length inside it slipping away. You hear a click as it locks in place against that little ring. The arm departs, but leaves the sleeve in place. The sleeve begins moving on its own, pumping up and down his shaft, and you hear a loud bray, an exulting sound. The altered cock hidden inside its sheath must be squirting. The balls are tensed. He is experiencing orgasm. He is moved off to one side, the arm that is padded and wrapped around him, keeping him secure, taking him out of view. And then you are moved forward, into the place he was in. You see he's been attached to a hook on the wall, by that harness that is on him, and left there, balls constantly being pumped, made to orgasm again, coming constantly. And then the same arm scoops around your flanks. You experience the sensation of being lifted. The belt lets go of you, but now you have no purchase at all, and there is a padded, comfortable harness firmly wrapped around you. Your four legs move in the air. Your shaft is still made erect by the vibrating companion at its base.